We're joined in the media center by our current number one qualifier in pro stock, Greg Anderson, 6.663 seconds at 204.73 miles an hour. He has four number one qualifying positions thus far this season. Greg, you're obviously still in that championship hunt. Every little point, every little bit helps. But talk about conditions out there this afternoon, getting everything kicked off.
Well, conditions are great. You know, obviously, when you get 80 degrees in Las Vegas, that feels like about 70 anywhere else around the country where you got a humidity. So it's Chamber of Commerce. It's perfect. And tonight, you know, the sun went down a little bit, and we got after him. We made a very nice run on the first run and had a great baseline, and we stepped on him tonight. We knew the sun would go down. We knew the track would tighten up, and we went for it. That's what you do on Friday night qualifying. If you want to get the pole, you got to be bold. You got to go for it up there, and we did, and it stuck, and made a nice run, and got the pole. So we'll see what tomorrow brings, but as the forecast shows, it's probably going to be sunny through the afternoon, so it's going to be tough for cars to get around that tomorrow. I'm not going to say it can't happen, but it's going to finish in the top three or four anyway, so we're in good spot, and we got bonus points today. That's great, and I just feel great. I've had a great playoff run so far, and I've been racing really well. My team's been doing a great job on Sunday, but I just haven't quite had the speed that I need out of my red Summit Chevy there. So we went home this week, and we used every hour we had this week, and we built a lot of new parts, and I've got a lot of new parts under the hood, and lo and behold, it's showing some fruit. So I've got a fast car again, and it's going to be a battle. We've got two races to go, and four cars locked in a heck of a points battle. It can go any way, so you need every bonus point you can get, and you need the fastest hot rod you can get. So I've got the opportunity, and that's all I can ask for. I've got a great car under me, and I've got a chance. I'm leading the points by a few points right now, but I've got a great car that can get the job done. So now it's up to me to see if I can find a way to find my way to that championship, you know, like I did in my younger years. So it's going to be interesting, and I have no earthly idea how to predict it, but I am going to predict that I'm going to be a good part of it. I'm going to be in the battle, and hopefully I can get her done.
I keep hearing this talk about that, you know, your 3KV cars are obviously the ones that are leading the pack. That as long as somebody from our team wins it, I know you well enough to well, know you're not thinking that.
Well, that's certainly the goal, but absolutely. Every driver that we have over there wants to win. I don't care if I line up against Bo, against Jason, against Tanner. We all want to win. And when it's over and you don't win, then you say those things. Then you say, well, it's still the team won, so it's great. But don't get me wrong. When you're driving that race car, we're selfish. We're very selfish, and we want to win. And the fangs come out. The claws come out, the fangs come out, and the horns come out of the head. And you just want to whoop everybody that's in the other lane. You want to win. And it's just the way we are, I guess. That's how we're built.
You picked up, you know, 200s in that session. It seemed like you, especially more than anybody else in the class, and even more so than your teammates, really found something there. What was it that you guys picked up?
It was definitely some car setup and some engine tune-up also. So we made a nice run on the first run, but there was definitely some room we could see with the tune-up of the engine. And we got after that, and we got after the chassis setup too. We were a little bit conservative on the first run, and we knew the racetrack would get better. So between both being more aggressive with the car itself and the chassis setup and the engine tune-up, both picked up, and it ended up being a 200s gain. And that's big in pro stock. You know, we didn't really have a weather swing from afternoon to evening. The weather really stayed the same. It was all that the racetrack got a little bit better, and we just did a better job with the tune-up of the car and the chassis. So we got about all we could get tonight, and, you know, two more runs to try tomorrow, try and get faster for Sunday. But the good news is, the weather forecast is within a degree or two all 3 days. So this is good intel. This is good information going into Sunday. Tomorrow's, you know, info will be good going into Sunday. And, you know, last week at Dallas, we had a humongous weather change going into Sunday. And I like that because it's a bigger challenge for the teams, you know, to make that change. And I've always thought my team can do a great job. But when you get 3 days in a row with the same conditions, everybody's going to do a good job. Everybody's going to have a great hot rod by Sunday. And it's going to be a battle, so looking forward to it, and just happy that I've got a fast hot rod again.
Perfect.
Thanks, guys.